Blog Talk Radio.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call a shot, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Baisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't faze me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done, this moment will be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment
Hello, hello, everyone out there in my hearing range. Yeah, I'm acting really, really silly today. How is everybody doing? Hope everybody is doing spectacular. This is Samaz with Sugar, a.k.a. Sugar, which is me, a.k.a. whoever knows about all my aughts. No, you can pick me up on anybody and anything at any time. But how is everybody doing today? It is Labor Day. Labor Day. Happy, 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 happy Labor Day to everybody. I am just really, really blessed to be here, more or less. And first of all, before I say too much, happy birthday to Nene, first of all. Happy birthday, Nene. Happy birthday to Keisha, a.k.a. Lulu Bell. Congratulations to the ladies of Theta Delta Alpha. They made 3 years on the grid. Now, those of you who be like, who listen to me and it's not... Listen to me and go, wait a minute, hold on for a second there. As far as we know, what's that? Because, I do have listeners that are not the Second Life. There's a thing that's called Second Life, as you guys already know, because I've mentioned it several times before. And there is a sorority that is very, very close to me, my sister and her girls, my girls. So she is the one that... is the head honcho, the founder, that type of person. So congratulations to them. Also, congratulations to Bethany, who just crossed over, and she's also in a sorority. And, yeah, it's just one of those days. It's just one of those days. Okay, I know you guys don't want me to sing, but you do not realize what a great singer I am. I'm absolutely fantastic and spectacular. Before I get into too much of what the show is about, I do want to thank a lot of you who have been so concerned about my blood sugars, and today it is 197. I'm hoping to keep it that way, and it's been a really, really long road. A lot of things has happened, but with those things that has happened, it honestly has made my eyes open up and made me see things much more clearly. And so let me talk about that for a moment. The reason I started telling people about my real life struggle with being a diabetic was because I truly wanted to help others. I had diabetes, God, for over 2 years, and I refused to believe it because to me there was a shame about having that disease. Because when you tell people that you're a diabetic and they don't see you, their first imagine is that you're this big sloppy person that doesn't have any control. You don't give a damn about yourself. You don't give a damn, and you just eat, when that is truly not what it is about. You know, you have people that make fun. This is a disease that people make a lot of fun of. So when I came out and spoke about it, trust and believe, it wasn't to get anyone to be so sorry for me, because most people don't feel sorry for you when you're a diabetic. They look at you like you got an issue, like you must be eating too much sugar or too much starch, and you got the issue, so you're a diabetic, that's your fault. And in a way, that can be said, and in a way that can't, because there's two different types of diabetes. Type 1, which my niece has and struggles with because she's a young girl and doesn't understand the fact of things she wants, like pizza when other people get it, or candy or ice cream. You know, you're talking to a child, and she's a type 1, so hers is a whole different thing, you know, than mine is. Mine's type 2, and I can honestly feel that I got it because I was drinking too much soft drinks. I was drinking soft drinks all the time, morning, noon, night, before dinner, at breakfast. And I kid you not, at breakfast, I would drink a soft drink. That was me. It was always throughout the day. And some of you may have heard my story before, but I wanted so much to change who I was and change my whole life experience. So what I wanted to do was, and it was hard, but I wanted to share my life with people because I wanted to make a difference and wanted people to see that you could have this disease and not even knowing it. A good friend of mine had it, not knowing it. My brother Matt, Matrix, you, told his story how he had it. You're looking at it to the point where when she went to the doctor, her numbers were so high, they didn't even understand why she wasn't in a coma. That's just how high your numbers can get. Mine has gotten as high as 488. I think it was back in February, which I didn't even realize it was 488. Because the thing is that your numbers can be so high that you don't even feel it. And the weird part about it is that when it got to this time, I felt dizzy and lightheaded, and that's the reason why I was rushed to urgent care, then rushed to emergency. And I'm thinking, what the hell happened? Because it was like just all of a sudden, Yummy, you know, she's one who's a fighter too, you know. And honestly, it's something that people don't want to share it because it does make you feel you're doing something wrong. You know, it makes you feel like you're this person who can't seem to get your shit together. Because when it first happened to me, if anyone saw my documentary, that was real. You know, I really went through it, and I really had a hard time accepting it. Once I accepted it and I started seeing how people were going, you know, different people who I loved and cared for were saying, you know, like different symptoms they were getting, I was thinking, God, that sounds a lot like what was going on with me. I immediately decided that I was going to share my story. And I have to apologize to a lot of people because, honestly, I have not been taking care of myself. I really, really haven't. And, you know, every time somebody asks me certain things, I'm, oh, yeah, I'm doing a lot better, I'm doing a lot better, I'm doing a lot better. It's funny, but I barely, as much as I talk about cookies, I barely eat cookies. That's the cookie thing is more or less like a, I don't want to say a joke, but more or less like a, you know, that's me. Yeah, I'm a cookie person. You know, yeah, I eat cookies. But I don't eat cookies as much as I may say I do or joke about. But I do make bad choices when it comes to eating, you know. I love pasta. I've got a husband who's has Spanish half Italian, so he, you know, pizza, pasta, things like that that I don't need to eat, I eat. And he gives in to me a lot of times. And that's not his fault. It's my fault. Because I need to start understanding where I need to stop and do what I need to do. Because it's sad, but you feel like a lot of times like you're being deprived of what is going on in your body. you feel like you're really, really being deprived. And a lot of times I feel like I'm being deprived. Sorry, I'm actually typing to someone right now. And then you guys would say, hey, get back to what you're doing. I am, I promise. But it's hard. It really, really is hard to do what you need to do as a person. It doesn't make us weak, diabetics. It just makes us human. It makes us human. It makes us realize what we have to do and what we need to do. I made a group called United for Diabetes, Diabetes Stand United for Cure. And that was my reason for doing the group on Facebook, was to get people, you know, together, help people, and for us to share our stories and not be ashamed of who we are, what we do, you know, not be ashamed of it. And I was so happy and excited when so many people wanted to join, you know, and really was like, yeah, let me join, let me go ahead and do it. A good friend of mine, Diamond, you know, post about what she's going through, you know, Wanda. And trust me, these people don't care that I'm telling you, because they all are trying to get their lives on point. And we help each other in that group. But I was looking through that group and realized that I am not as active as I, being the maker of this group, should be. I should be a lot more active and a lot more diligent and a lot more helpful than what I am. And just because you're not a diabetic does not mean that you don't need to be in the group, because this group is formed by people who love diabetes people. Does that make sense, love diabetes people? That doesn't sound right. Love diabetes people. But let me rephrase it. This is a group for people who have a love for people with diabetes. That sounds a lot better, doesn't it? I think so. But I want you all to know that I will start being much more active in the group. What I plan to do, because the husband's lost his mind, he's been posting my numbers because he's so excited about what's going on, and all of you have been so, you know, concerned. So what I'm going to start doing is I challenge all of you, and you don't have to. This is just, you know, a light challenge. It's not going to win anything for it, but I challenge you to start taking your numbers and showing them, not on the, you know, not on your whole post, but on within the group, if you're in the group, within the group. So that way maybe we can see how we can help one another, how we can pull each other together, how we can balance this out. Because I know one day, God, I can't remember who it was, I think it was Diamond, who was about to eat something, and she was, you know, really upset about it, and she ate it, and we all were like, you're okay, don't worry about it, because she felt bad about it. And I love the fact that Matt, I think it was Matt, Wanda, you know, they all came to her aid as soon as she said, you know, she was going to eat it, and they all came to her aid, and they all were like, you know, it's okay, we got you. You know, we were trying to talk her down, but by the time we all got to her, she had already eaten. I'm not really sure if it was Diamond or not. Diamond, if it's not you, I apologize. Nope, it was Diamond. I'm looking through it now. She was going to eat a Twix candy bar, and Matt was the first one, and then Sunday, and then she felt bad because she ate it, and then I came, and then Wanda came, and we all basically virtually embraced her and told her, you know, you're not a bad person because you ate that. And the beauty of that, I was thinking, is that how, you know, it's like a little community within ourselves, and we stood tall and we helped her. The thing that I want to start doing, and I am willing for you guys to help me with this, I want to do like a number, like you guys who don't mind sharing your phone number to certain people. I want to do it where a person feels like they're getting ready to do something or needs a talk or whatever. I want to be able for us to be there for that person. That is my goal, for us to be able to be there for that person. And if they feel like they need to talk, you know, I want to be there for them. Now, a lot of you people who don't have diabetes or whatever are probably sitting back and rolling your eyes. Frankly, I don't give a fuck. If that's what you want to do, that's what you do. But the truth of the matter is everybody needs someone for something. no matter what it is. You need someone for something, and I want to be there for people who truly need help with that. And it's not just, you know, diabetes. It could be anything. It could be anything that's in need, because the problem today is that too many people don't want to help others. And that's something that I've always wanted to change. I've always wanted to do. You know, I attack me, whatever, that's fine. That's fine. But who I am sincerely is who I am. And I'm not trying to be different. I've been this way since I have been who I am. Even with people who've known me before and known my aunt. Oh, wow. Sam has aunts. Oh, wow, my God. Yes, I sure do. And a lot of people know who they are. So what? Big deal. I'm still the same person. When I changed over from one tune to this one, I publicly put it on my Facebook, and everybody's like, what are you doing? Why are you telling people that you're changing your, you know, that doesn't make any sense. If you're trying to get away from people, why are you telling people who you are? I don't give a shit. You know who I am? It doesn't matter to me. I'm still the same person. Even if I'm under a different name, I'm still me. And people who know me know that my thing is to help. That's what I want to do. I've been blessed that God has really put me in a position that I can help people. Facebook should be a place where you can help one another. You can give advice, strength, definitely network. Because a lot of people that I know now, I met on Facebook. Yes, I met them on Facebook, and we were like, got to talking, and they see something, and they were going, you know, like somebody may like your post or laugh at your post, and next thing you know, somebody's making you a friend because you're a friend with someone else. That is a network, what should be. You know, that's what Facebook was meant for, a networking, sharing thoughts, you know, sharing positiveness. I mean, I'm not telling anybody not to share what they want. Do what you got to do. Do you. You know, if it makes you feel good to post whatever, then do that. You know, I'm not anybody's judge, jury. I'm not. Only thing I can tell you is that I'm keeping my shit positive, because that's who I am. And that's who I will always be, no matter what. So as far as that goes, end of that discussion, let's get back to what I was talking about, which is about diabetes. I've got the most wonderful kids. Oh, my God. I'm not going to try to get emotional here. I've got the most wonderful kids on earth, the most wonderful virtual brothers, virtual sisters, virtual friends, virtual parents. I wish I could sit here and name everybody, but I'm telling you, it would take up an hour. And I'm only doing the show for another, 14 minutes? But I have really been blessed with some awesome people in my life. I truly, truly have. And all of you who are sitting there smiling and grinning, because you guys know I'm talking about y'all. Well, you know I am. You know I'm talking about you, girl, boy, whatever. Thank you. Thank you for always being there for me. Thank you for believing me. Thank you for always, if I have some type of crazy thing like doing a documentary or doing something like Love Yourself First, you all have been there for me for that, and you do not know how grateful I am as an individual, because, wow, I've never seen any of you in real life, never got a chance to touch your hand or look into your eyes for your sincerity, or you look into mine for mine, but you've always been there for me, and God knows I love you all for that. I truly, truly do. I cannot thank you enough. I've had so many people that has hit me up with just words of support and about my struggle, and it's just awesome. You know, every day somebody just, you know, makes my day. You know, Snow Angel, my brother Matt, you know, my brother Randall, Carter, Diva, I can't start naming all y'all, because when I start naming all y'all, so don't think if I didn't name you right there, you're not going through here, because my kids be like, oh, Mom, you didn't name us. Oh, God, if I didn't name my father or mother, too, but you know what I'm talking about. But, yeah, I really appreciate it. I really, really do. And I love all of you for just allowing me to be me, just allowing me to be as crazy as I am or whatever. But one thing you guys are going to have to start supporting, and that's my Let's Plays on YouTube for my Sims. I'm not having that. I need y'all to start getting on that and start, like, subscribing to my Let's Plays. Yeah. Wait. And my daughter just hit me up, Naz, just said, yeah, you didn't name us. Oh, my God. So I'm supposed to sit here and name all my kids? I don't think so. I don't think so. And, oh, and my godchildren, too, and my stepkids. You know, God, there's just so much. I can't tell you. I can't tell you. And there's so many groups like Snow Angels Girls and Divas Girls and Cigars and Seeds Boys. And, you know, wow. I'm overwhelmed. I really, really am. And I'm not going to keep going because I'm going to start crying about it. But, again, if you allow me, I want to start a group for support. And even though you may not know someone that directly struggles with with being a diabetic, and if you notice, I always say being a diabetic than saying having diabetes. And the reason why I do that, and I'm ashamed to admit it, but I'll admit it to you, is because to me saying diabetic sounds a little bit better than saying I have diabetes. Because when a person hears diabetes, their first thing is to look at you like something's wrong with you. But when you say a diabetic, they kind of look at you differently. You know, I know, and that could just be me seeing it that way or perceiving it that way. It may not even be how people perceive you. But I do know, before I was diagnosed as being a diabetic, I did used to look down on people who had it. I truly did. I was like, if a person I saw that was overweight would get a piece of cake, I would say something about it, you know, I would say something negative. And when I found out, well, when I came to the realization that I was a diabetic, I felt so much shame of how I treated those people or how I looked at them or how I mimicked them or how I perceived them. And sometimes God will knock you so far down and have you on your knees that you have to look up to him. And that's what happened to me. You know, being a diabetic is not fun. You know, people joke about it, but it's not a joke. People look at you differently, but we're still human. People think that, you know, you have no control, but you're in control. It's just that sometimes some things happen. You know, it just does. But no, I'm not telling anybody to feel sorry for me. For God's sakes, feel that I am blessed because I'm still here. I still have my sight. No limbs have been taken. The medication the doctor has me on, if you guys are on my Facebook, my husband's Facebook, because he's the one who's been happy this morning. I had 319 this morning at 741, and then at 11:12 I was 197. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. There was a gentleman that came into the emergency room that was 690, and he was doing better than I was. I was swaying back and forth and dizzy, and my eyesight was blurry. He was sitting there and going, oh, they checked it. He's like, oh, I've had a headache for a couple of days. They checked it. He was at 690. They immediately got him all, like, you know, getting fluids in him, getting him in, you know, with insulin and everything. And I'm sitting there going, wow, 690? Are you kidding me? Yes, 690. You can get it elevated up to God knows how many numbers. It doesn't matter what the number is. It's how you feel with the number you have. Because here I was at 300 and something. Well, 373 when we got to the doctor, but it was rising. I had no clue, you know, that it was that high. But I felt so weak and so out of it. In February, I think it was February, March, my numbers was 48 or 448. I'm not really sure. I think it was 48. I was really close to 500. I felt great. I had no symptoms, none, zero, zip, nothing. When I checked it, I checked it, and I actually was like, wait a minute. I waited 30 minutes and checked it again just to make sure that number was right, because it just didn't seem right, because I thought, sure, if it got that high, I would be passed out on the floor or something, but it just doesn't matter. It's just how your body works, because here I am last, I think it was 2 days ago, I was at 256, and I still felt like, kind of like, you know, I still felt kind of out of it. I really, really did. But now, you know, 197, I still kind of feel not perfect, but a lot better. You know, it's a long, long, long road. And the fact is, being a diabetic happens, and you're just dealing with it for the rest of your life. It never goes away. You know, some people say, oh, yeah, you know, I'm no longer diabetic, and that may be true. But we also know that being on that little I'm no longer diabetic, something can easily happen and can shoot you right back to it. And I'm not dumb. I know I've got a long struggle. I know I do. I'm more than aware of it, more aware of it now than before. Because honestly, this past couple of days, I've been so stressed that it's been up and up and up until finally I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. This is your life. Fuck it. Get your shit together. You need to overcome this. Get your numbers down so you can live your life. You've been dealing with this too long, and you've been playing with it too long. So with that being said, because I only have, what, less than 4 minutes left. So with that being said, to all of you who struggle with being a diabetic, who struggle with being a person that you feel like you're not empowered or you don't have the strength to keep going, keep going. Do what you need to do. Get your numbers down. If you know me, then please, if you need to talk, scream, curse, whatever, please hit me up. I'm serious about that. I am here because I need help too. I need support. I can seriously say that I need, you know, to talk sometimes. And I've been blessed to have when I can get in anybody's box and say I need to talk, and I've been blessed with my kids, my mother, my father. God, my father sit on the one time on the phone with me, and it was like, you know, God, you know, this is my virtual father. You know, I love that man to death. I love everybody that is really in my life. I truly, truly do. But I want to thank you again for just being there for me, just taking me in your arms and just being there for me. But again, like I said, in the diabetes group, I will be more vocal. I will start posting my numbers, and I would challenge anyone to do the same. Like, this isn't something you have to do, but I think in order for us to, because I think when you really look at it, and it's just because you can put that little thing away. You can check your sugar and then put it away and not see it again. But if you're going back and forth in a place where it's posted, trust me, you start looking at it more and you start realizing, damn, this has got to change. This has truly got to change. So join me, and let's make a change. Yeah. My time is up. And as always, love you all, and sugar kisses. Bye.